and I'm one of the girls who's going to the Football World Cup for the Football for Hope teams. I have always had a dream to be a footballer player, and for the last few years that I spent with the Football United, it's have been a great journey for me.
Football United aims to use football as a means of putting in place programs that assist diverse communities, disadvantaged communities, refugee groups, bring them together with a common purpose of playing football. And we do that through putting programs within curriculum into school. We put programs in place in local communities on Saturday morning, and we do a range of after-school programs as well. So basically any given program, you have 40 to 50 kids and youths from a very wide range of backgrounds, the Middle East, Africa, Australia, Central and South America, all coming together playing football. A basic component of that is empowering the youths as young leaders and providing them with coach and management certification so that they can actually run the program. So it's owned by the communities and run by the communities.
Through football, is trying to develop communities, as football is the only language that all community, all people around the world can understand.
They're just happy to be kicking the ball. It's really helped them to integrate. We know how difficult it is, you know, when you first move to a new country, can't speak the language, but with football, really, you know, it's a global language, so.
Kind of boundaries are broken down, and people from different backgrounds are able to come together and enjoy something that that they can share. Football's a good way of doing that. It doesn't matter who scores the goals in your team or who your teammates are. You kind of come together and want to win and want to have fun. So I think that social aspect, the community aspect, is important.
You don't like. There's no difference between like big or tall. As long as you play, that's it. Yeah, there's no difference between black or white and girl or a boy. You know, that soccer brings everyone together, brings every single person together.
The Football for Hope Festival, it's occurring in the last week of the World Cup. It's a tournament of 32 teams from around the world. The teams that are participating are able to because they're part of a global network called the Street Football World Network, which is a partner in FIFA. So there's 32 similar organisations to ours from around the world participating in this particular tournament. Yeah, so I think it's an opportunity to learn and mingle as well with a lot of other organisations. It really is football as a tool for social development.
I'm actually from Africa, but I've never been to South Africa before. So going there, it's going to be amazing, and I can't wait.
I'm not going to South Africa. My sister is going, and I'm proud of that.
There's 8 players from Football United representing Australia. How do the people who didn't get selected feel?
Yes, look, we are only like one community. We all feel happy to their team, and we all like hope that they enjoy in their journey, and they get like a good time and they win. You know, winning is important. Yeah, they're really happy for other player they're going, because as their friend, they are more happy that their friend is going there rather than them. So they have been coming in training together, although they are not selected. So they cannot break the friendship.
It was just beautiful. They absolutely mastered their disappointment and went straight to their teammates and congratulated them. And they've come to every single practice that they can make to keep practicing with them and to support them and to keep looking for other opportunities. And we see examples of that every single day of every single program. It's just uncanny, and it's so powerful.
It's the first Football for Hope team for Australia, and what making more special for us is like we're all from different backgrounds, and Australia brought us together all together, so that can show other countries that, you know, Australia is not with just being Australia. You know, we have a lot of multicultural people there, and doesn't matter how long you love the game and you write for it, you can always go. So I think we'd be proud to represent Australia.